Four-time Iditarod champion Jeff King has taken the lead in this year's race, opting to push beyond the pack toward Ruby, while several other frontrunners remain bedded down in Cripple, where they arrived yesterday. I'm Josh Edge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
Long before the race ever starts, mushers pack their drop bags with gear and food so they have options for where and when to take their 24-hour mandatory rest along the Iditarod Trail. This year, some of them tried something new, while others are doing what they know. As KNOM's Emily Schwing reports, it's only a matter of time before it becomes clear who has the winning strategy now that dog teams are starting to come off their long rest.
Not since 1975 has a musher driven a dog team as far as Ruby without 24 hours rest, and won. It's where the Iditarod Trail reaches the Yukon River, and the first musher there wins a five-course meal cooked by a professional chef. That's why four-time champion Jeff King says he shipped himself a bottle of wine.
Because I'll be there a while, and I am going to be celebrating when I get there. Actually, it's mimosa makings.
King, like a number of experienced mushers, is set up to take his mandatory rest in more than one place.
There's not a checkpoint I don't have enough food and gear to put 24 hours in.
Brent Sass gave himself three options. This year, his team spent 24 hours camped under the spruce trees in a cozy corner of the Ophir Dog Yard. Harnesses were spread out to dry across the top of an old canoe that leaned up against a tree. The dogs nestled into piles of straw as snow quietly fell around them in fat, fluffy flakes.
This was my first choice.
In fact, Ophir is the first checkpoint he's stopped at since he left the start line.
It's been fun, like, getting through the checkpoints and then stopping and watching everybody come by. That's been kind of fun. I get to see everyone's dog teams.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah, you do get to see everybody.
Yeah, when you blow through the checkpoint and only stop just a little ways out. I mean, like, Rainy Pass, I mean, everybody, except for the top three or four that had blown through there, everybody, I got to see everybody.
Sass says one musher stood out in particular.
The one thing that I do like, and I think that a couple of us have commented on, is that Dallas Seavey is now out of his box. You know, he has a set schedule that he's run the last few years, and he's been robotic about it, and going to Cripple or wherever he's going is not part of that strategy. And so that was part of our goals, I think, for all of us in this race. So,
but for some mushers, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Takotna is never wrong for a place to take a 24.
Mitch Seavey's dog team was parked in the exact same spot at the bottom of a hill just behind checkpoint headquarters. It's where he always parks in Takotna.
Going beyond here seems like it's more often a mistake than a benefit.
It seems like maybe only one time, way back when Emmett Peters won, did anyone take a 24 in Ruby and actually win the race?
Well, it's rarely been done, so if the best team went out there and did that, they might win. And that's what started the trend with Cripple. People trying to do their 24s in Cripple because Doug Swingley thought it was a good idea, and he happened to have the powerhouse team, and it worked for him.
Doug Swingley won the race three times in a row between 1999 and 2001.
But I've often said he could have taken his 24 anywhere and won those races because he had the team.
So it's more about the team and less about where you decide to take your long rest?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And that's how we should use that rest to maintain our teams.
That's exactly what Sim Smith is doing in Ophir.
Cripple was my number one option. And then I realized that if I went on to Cripple, I was going to have to leave several dogs.
Smith's team caught a bug on the trail. He says his change of plans could have a significant impact on his race.
You know, I lost a lot of time by resting more coming in here.
Yeah, but your team has more rest coming out of this 24 than they would have.
Oh, absolutely.
So it could play to your advantage then.
Oh, yeah. It could definitely play big to my advantage to come into the 24 with a team that was still ready to go more. Sometimes they can come back from that and just be unstoppable, you know.
Mushers won't know for sure how layovers benefit teams until they hit the trail. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Ophir.
And for APRN, I'm Josh Edge.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.